It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to locally owned and one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. This morning, we're going to enjoy some country music, and I think you're really, really going to like this conversation with one Cowboy Dave Guthrie. Cowboy Dave is one of those musical artists who really started his musical career a bit later in life, but making his way in the local business scene here. It's a pleasure to welcome to the program Dave Guthrie, a.k.a. Cowboy Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How you doing, Jim?
I'm good. It's good to see you. Your wife is here?
Yeah, my boss is here. Yeah, she's here.
I call my wife the home activities director.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
and she's the boss lady, and she keeps me pretty straight. Yeah. So
wave to the audience, Ann. See, okay, there you go.
She's off in the corner. So
where's home, Dave?
Home is Florence, Mississippi. I've been in Mississippi about 23 years. I'm originally from Macon, Georgia. Originally, But I met my lovely wife, and we got married. We've been married 5 years, and I got wonderful kids. So, we got a lot of land out there, so we enjoy it. So,
you know, Macon, Georgia, a lot of musical history in Macon.
Yes, sir.
James Brown, Little Richard, the Allman Brothers Band.
The Allman Brothers, yeah.
So, anyway, but you've had an interesting career.
I have.
28 years in the military.
I have.
Thank you for your service.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll talk about that here in a little while. Let's start off with a song, though, okay? Let's start off with one that you sent me a while back. It's called Bound for a Dirt Road.
Yes, sir.
Set this one up for us, Dave.
The way we got this song written was we were just sitting around, and I'm like, you know, I need to go fishing or do something and get away, you know, and all that. And my wife looked at me. She goes, well, why don't you give me a song title? So I did, and I said, why don't we just go Bound for a Dirt Road? And she's like, I'd like that. And so she took it to the hilt, and she went and wrote it. In 30 minutes, she had the song written, and then we had our good friend – Mark Ridgway and all them listened to it, and they liked it. Tom Easley and Sam Brady, hey, Tom, hey, y'all. We got together, and Sam put the music to it, and he called me and says, you need to listen to this. So I listened to it, and I liked it. So I went down and recorded it in Tom's studio, and we did the demo, and then I sent it to my really good friend, Adam Knight, and Matt up in Nashville at Hilltop Records, and I went up and recorded it, and it came out being awesome. So I hope y'all like it. If y'all like it, please get on the channel and like it and subscribe it, because we really need a push in it. So I appreciate it, yeah.
And you go by Cowboy Dave?
Everybody calls me Dave, but every time we go out in town and everything, everybody's like, hey, there's Cowboy Dave, you know, so... It's all cool.
All right, here we go. This is a Bound for a Dirt Road, and it's Cowboy Dave on the Blues and Arts Hour.
That man in the mirror staring back at me ain't the man that I used to see. Been walking the road for a long time, makes it harder to breathe. Breaking my back, working double shifts, it's taking all I have to give. Starting to think I need to break these chains, that ain't no way to live. Put me on a highway, interstate, bound for a dirt road. Take me any place, as long as I'm long gone. Chasing down blue skies in my old truck. Turn the world off, I'm bound for a dirt road. Got a woman at home that knows how I feel. Every now and then I need time to heal. To unplug and change my mind. Come tomorrow, you won't see my face. to be one less rat running the race. Headed on out with my fishing pole, bound for a dirt road. Put me on a highway interstate, bound for a dirt road. Take me any place, long as I'm long gone. Chasing down blue skies in my old truck. You turn the world off, I'm bound for a dirt road. I know. Tomorrow you won't see my face. There'll be one less rat running a race. Headed on out with my fishing pole, bound for a dirt road. Put me on a highway interstate, bound for a dirt road. Take me any place, long as I'm long gone. Chasing down blue skies in my old truck. World off, I'm bound for a dirt road. Put me on a highway interstate, bound for a dirt road. Take me any place, long as I'm long gone. Chasing down blue skies in my old truck. Turn the world off, I'm bound for a dirt road. Turn the world on, I'm bound for a dirt road. I'll turn the world on, I'm bound for that dirt road.
All right, bound for a dirt road, that's Cowboy Dave, and well done. Dave.
Thank you so much, sir.
And again, how can people access that song and maybe...
Well, the way they can get it is they can go and go to my YouTube, mm-hmm. and, you know, because it's got a picture of the album cover on it.
Okay.
All they can do, I mean, they can go there and just kind of listen to it, and there's a link there, I think, that they can download, you know, so.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to continue with conversation, and I want to go back and talk about Dave's, the beginning of his career, which was a little bit later in life. So we'll
age 55.
We'll talk about that. All right. Y'all stay tuned. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB, and the show is made possible every week by a longtime sponsor, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 15 minutes after 9. Welcome back. It's the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne. Our very special guest in studio, Cowboy Dave Guthrie. And his wife, Ann, is with him, cheering him on. So good to have you all in today.
Thank you.
Dave, we were talking. You sent me your bio. And kind of an unusual career, musical career.
Oh, Lord.
You started a little bit later in life.
I did.
Which I think is so cool.
55 is when I did it. I did join the Army when I was 22 years old, and that was what I was focused on. And mm-hmm. I came home and retired, and I told Anna, I said, I got to do something. You know, I can't sit around and do nothing. And we were watching the CMA Awards, and it clicked. And I said, I want to be a country singer. And she looked at me and she said, are you sure? And I said, yeah. So we went to writing. And
Did you have any musical background before then?
Yes, I did. I played the guitar when I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And then I was racing motocross also as a kid.
Wow.
But had a real bad accident, broke my left wrist, couldn't play anymore. So it kind of broke my heart. But I had a garage band. We performed it. The schools and stuff for dances and mm-hmm. stuff, and we did all that, and then choir, kind of, you know, did it, and then finally it was my uncles, my grandfather, my dad, and all of them sitting on front porches at night and picking and grinning. Wow. And having fun. We all sit out there and
that's cool
sing some real stupid songs, but it was great. That's, you know, cool. We loved it, so it was crazy.
Well, I tell you, thank you for your service.
I appreciate
28
it.
28 years?
Yes, sir.
In the Army. Wow.
3 tours overseas. Oh, yes, sir.
Very good. Well, I've got a song queued up. It's called Butler's Bluff, and there's a story behind this.
There is. Me and Ann, we go to Tennessee every year for vacation, and there's a little town that we go to or that we stop in. It's called Butler's Bluff. And I'm thinking all the way to Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg where we go, I'm thinking, okay, what can I do with this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I told Ann, I said, hey, I got a song title. She's like, what is it? And I said, Butler's Bluff. She goes, you saw the sign, didn't you? And I said, yeah. So we went back home. We started writing. And next thing you know, the song that y'all are going to hear is called Butler's Bluff. It talks about young kids racing cars. Mm-hmm. Having fun. I used to do the same thing.
This is a demo, though, right?
It's a demo, yeah. When y'all hear this, it's not finished yet. We're in the process of finishing it.
Okay.
But for the demo, it's pretty awesome. We like it, so.
All right. Well, let's enjoy it. Butler's Bluff. Again,
thank you.
This is Cowboy Days on the Blues and Arts Hour.
Some big guy came from out of town. He said, I'll raise anyone for their pinks. Who's brave enough? He said, with a wink. Well, I'll take you up on that today. If I win, are you gonna fight? I pulled my pinks from my coat. He laid his oak on the boat. The rest is history out Butler's Bluff. Butler's Bluff is a racing song. Racing zone.
Cowboy Dave in Butler's Bluff, and you say that's a stop on the way to Pigeon Forge?
It is. It was just kind of crazy because we pulled off there, and I looked up, and there's a sign, and the song was born. So,
And of course, Ann, you know, she's the writer of these songs, right?
Or did she. If y'all don't know, my wife is so remarkable, and she is so awesome. Like I said, we've been married 5 years, and I wouldn't trade her for any amount of money in the world. I can give her a song title, and within 30 minutes, she can have a song written, and she does all the PR stuff, you know, my shirts and all that kind of stuff.
How can people get in touch with you if they wanted to maybe have you for a gig, or maybe just talk to you? How would they do
that? I do a lot of meet and greets. If anybody out there is having like a benefit or anything like that, you can get on my Facebook page. It's Dave Guthrie. It's got a picture of one of my t-shirts that says Bound for a Dirt Road on the back with a Jeep and everything on the back of it. Just send me a message and let me know, you know, what time, where, and when, and we'll get together, and I'll be more than glad to come out and, you know, and sign autographs for people and take pictures with anybody and talk to y'all. It's great. We love it, so, yeah.
Great personality, and I'm sure. It's like, you know, I tell people all the time, Dave, I wish I had 2 or 3 hours for a show like this. We could really kind of develop it a little bit further.
I get it. I understand it. You know, we're real busy. Like I was telling you earlier, we have 10 dogs on our property. We live on 7.5 acres out in Florence. It's very private, and we enjoy it. You know, my kids come and hang out with us, and we love them. So, you know, it's awesome.
You got any folks listening you want to say a shout-out to?
If my friends are listening out in Florence and all that, I love y'all. Y'all have been so supportive and so great. Keep on supporting y'all. We're going to keep pushing until I'm 75 or 80 doing this. So, you know, we love it. So,
and that's the thing. You know, age doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
In a musical career.
It doesn't.
It doesn't really matter.
If George Strait, I've always told my wife, if George Strait can do it at the age of 75, I know I can keep pushing until the age of 80. So, we're good.
At least,
yes, sir.
All right. Got to take a break for our CBS News update. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Cowboy Dave Guthrie, our special guest in studio today, and his wife Ann is over there cheerleading. But we're going to take a break for our news break and come back and enjoy some more music and conversation with Dave. And you're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. It's 9:30. 25 minutes until 10 o'clock. Welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Cowboy Dave Guthrie is in the studio, and we've been enjoying some of his music and interesting conversation. And
yep.
Dave, you mentioned to me on the break that you know, with the name Guthrie, I was going to ask you anyway, but you kind of brought it up. Woody Guthrie, Arlo Guthrie?
Yeah, they're my uncles, my distant uncles, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Did they have an impact on your music at all?
They did. Like I said, you know, my dad and my uncles and all of us used to sit on the front porch and play. And, you know, my uncle's name would come up every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, they'd talk to me about, like, with Arlo's song, Alice's Restaurant, you know. And we used to sing that song a lot. And it was really cool to learn about him. And
it's about a 20-minute song, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like actually, you know, my dad actually, he kind of timed it. He's like, 23 minutes?
Wow.
Really? Yeah, I'm like, Dad, that's just how Uncle Arlo was, you know? And he's like, I understand, so.
Yeah. Well, and of course, Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land.
Exactly.
One of the great folk troubadours.
You know, it makes me proud to hear the kids in the school singing Woody's song, you know. And being a Guthrie is kind of a hard kind of thing, and my wife's were looking at me like, yeah, you really are, you know. So, but we have shirts, my wife and I do. It says, you never can ever underestimate the temper of a Guthrie. So, you know.
Well said. All right, here's a song. It's Daddy's Gone.
Daddy's Gone, yes, sir.
Talk about this one.
My dad passed away May the 22nd of 2012. I came home from overseas in April 26th of 2012. And my dad's passing put a real damper on me because my dad and I were real close. Mm-hmm. And he taught me all the trades and everything of the family. And when he died, it's like, you know, you get that devastation kind of like, what am I going to do now, you know? And so I told Ann I wanted to write a song and dedicate it to my dad. It's called Daddy's Gone. But it ended up going the other direction. So, but it's about dads being gone and you know, kind of being out of their kids' lives and stuff. So it's kind of awesome. So.
All right, here we go. Cowboy Dave and Daddy's Gone.
Daddy, and some kids don't. Some kids just fill their lungs with smoke. Mom don't watch the news at night. Too much stuff that makes her cry. House in a yard with a view, where I can ride my bike to school. In a world that believes the golden rule, that is what Daddy's gone, and he ain't coming back. Broken hearts have slipped through the cracks. This old world keeps us looking back. I'm left here to pick up. One voice, one little request is all I ask. Daddy, come home, is that such a task? I don't understand why you left me behind. Was I not good? Did I not mind? Daddy, would you just come back home? I would never have to be alone. But now you're gone, and I'm so sad. Just don't understand why you're so mad. Daddy's gone, and he ain't coming back. Broken hearts have slipped through the cracks. This old world keeps us looking back. I'm left here to pick up the slack. Daddy's gone, and he ain't coming back. Broken hopes have slipped through the cracks. This old world keeps us looking back. I'm left here to pick up the slack. goodbye. Broken hearts keep falling through the cracks. Broken hearts keep falling through the cracks.
All right, Daddy's Gone. That's Cowboy Dave Guthrie. And Dave, you say that's a demo too, right?
That is a demo. Okay. Yeah, these demos that you're all listening to, they're not done yet. So we're working on them, trying to finish them up. But as soon as they get done, we're going to put the whole album together, and then everything will be out on YouTube, and y'all can get the album. It's, you know, we're really excited to get it finished. We're working real hard at it. So
you have a time frame on that?
Probably sometime February.
Okay.
We'll have it all finished up. Well, so I'm excited. So
we'll look forward to that.
I appreciate it.
All right, going to take a break and come back for one more final segment with our very special guest in studio, Cowboy Dave Guthrie, on the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne. The show is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. And thanks also to one-of-a-kind locally-owned Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Right now, our time now is 17 minutes until 10. It's the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne. Cowboy Dave Guthrie in the studio, and we've been enjoying some country music with a message or story in each one, and it's very cool stuff. Again, Dave, how can people access your music right now?
Well, like I said before, they can go to the YouTube channel and listen to the song and download it that way.
Okay.
Like I said, you know, Adam and everybody did it, so I don't know how he did it, but you can go find the link. It's there. So
right.
We've seen it. So,
and more on the way.
And more on the way. The whole album shall be done in February. The whole album's called Bound for a Dirt Road.
Okay.
And my wonderful wife, she's the one that wrote all the songs for it. So, you know, I thank her so much every day that, you know, for her doing this. So
and Annie's awesome. In studio.
Yeah, my wife's here too. She's off in the corner doing her own thing, so she's fine.
Why country, Dave? I mean, you know, why not rock and roll, blues, or anything like that, you know?
You're going to make me tell on myself now, Jim. When I was a kid growing up in high school, I didn't go to a regular high school like everybody else did. I went to Woodward Military Academy in Gainesville, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not for bad kids. If anybody's out there wondering, it's not for bad kids. And I was a metalhead. You know, I was a Kiss fanatic. I was Foreigner, Journey, Metallica, all that kind of stuff. And one day my dad had enough. He come down here and says, give them to me. And I said, why? He said, I'm going to replace them. Well, he did. Next thing you know, I'm listening to Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and George Strait and all the older guys, you know, my uncles too. Mm-hmm. And it just grew on me.
You were hooked.
I was hooked, you know, and then every time I heard, you know, a country song coming on, it's like, I'm going to try singing this. And I did. And next thing you know, I was hooked on it. Yeah. You know, my mama, God rest her soul. I love you, mama. She is actually the one that pushed me in the beginning before Ann got a hold of me to use my talents. And I have. So now it's official that I am now considered a Nashville recording artist now.
Okay.
Thanks to Adam and Matt and all of them. But, you know, I'm enjoying it. You know, being a hometown celebrity is awesome. We get all the love and everything from everybody. So.
That's in Florence.
In Florence, yes, sir.
Let's hear a song. This is a Mason-Dixon line.
Yes, sir.
And a little background on this, Dave.
Mason-Dixon line was born by the history, you know, and from history in school, because the Mason-Dixon line runs, you know, and all that. We wanted to do something different, so we kind of wrote this one called Mason-Dixon line. I hope y'all like it, and it's also a demo. It's not done yet either, but it's going to be on the album. So I hope y'all enjoy it, and please, please feel free to send me messages on Facebook and let me know how y'all like the songs, because we're really, you know, really, really, you know, people. So.
And your Facebook page is Dave Guthrie?
It's Dave Guthrie. Okay. There's a picture of me and of my shirt, my T-shirt, you know, on the back of it. So,
right. Well, here we go. This is it. Mason Dixon 9, Cowboy Dave.
I was on the road to explore new lands, hitting all the beaches with beautiful sand, going town to town with a place in mind, headed to that Mason-Dixon line. Stopped in a town with big pine trees, big blue skies as far as you can see, grass was greener.
Cowboy Dave Guthrie and Mason Dixon line on the Blues and Arts Hour. And Dave, you were showing me some pretty awesome T-shirts. Talk about those.
Well, my wife, again, she is the one that jumps out there and goes. She's a go-getter. She does all kind of stuff. We have a bunch of T-shirts that we've had done. They're for sale. They're $25 a piece. All you have to do is send me an email saying that you want one, and leave me the name and address and phone number of who gets the shirt. They're pretty awesome shirts.
They are, yeah.
My wife does awesome job getting them done. So,
and if you are driving, maybe can't write this down, you can just always email me or contact me here at the radio station, jim@wyab.com.
Exactly.
And I'll put you in touch with Dave. Dave Guthrie, where do you want your music to take you, brother?
As far as it'll take me, as long as, you know, I have a breath in me and I can sing and enjoy, you know, doing it and making people happy. And the best thing that we enjoy doing is, like I said, the meets and greets. And the young kids, you know, I love them to death. And I love the teenagers, too, and the middle-aged people, because, you know, when you start singing, you know, and you get those songs going and everybody gets up, starts clapping and singing with you, it's mm-hmm. awesome to hear your own songs being re-sung back to you. It's awesome.
I think it's so cool that you started your career later in life.
I did.
But 28 years in the military. Again, thank you so much for that.
Appreciate it.
And we wish you the very, very best.
I appreciate
it. Any final words before we let you go?
All I want to say is, you know, I love everybody in Mississippi, and you know, y'all are so awesome. This is a great place, and I love calling it home now. Just keep supporting us. Listen, you know, on the radio and stuff for our stuff, and it's just great. You know, if you want to meet me and you want to talk to me and stuff, it's real easy to get a hold of me. I'm always out and about. So, but I appreciate you having me. You know, I love y'all. So, you know, it's so wonderful and great.
All right. Dave Guthrie on the Blues and Arts Hour. And Ann, thanks for coming in, too. All right. I'm Jim Thorne. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. And thanks also to one-of-a-kind locally owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Until next week, again, I'm Jim Thorne. Y'all take care. God bless.
That man in the mirror staring back at me ain't the man that I used to see. Been walking the road for a long time, makes it harder to breathe. Breaking my back, working double shifts, it's taking all I have to give. Starting to think I need to break these chains. That ain't no way to live. Put me on a highway, interstate bound for a dirt road. Take me any place, as long as I'm long gone. Chasing down blue skies in my old truck. Turn the world off, I'm bound for a dirt road. Got a woman at home that knows how I feel. Every now and then I need time to heal. To unplug and change my mind. Come tomorrow, you won't see my face. There'll be one less rat running the race. Headed on out with my fishing pole. Bound for a dirt road. Put me on a highway, interstate bound for a dirt road. Take me any place, long as I'm long gone. Chasing down blue skies in my old truck. Turn the world off, I'm bound for a dirt road. Good eye now.